We'll start with a beautiful piece, a very cryptic piece, from 1871, Tafresh Lamed Aleph. And Tzvasemes tells us, Ilu kara lanu hayam v'lo havirenu b'socha v'charava dayenu. We know from one of the highlights of the Seder, if Hashem would have split the sea and not took us through on dry land, dayenu. And the truth is, like, every step of the dayenu, you could ask a question, that's not true. If you would have taken us to Sinai and not given us the Torah Dayenu, that's not true. And this far, we're busy coming up with answers. But this one, in some ways, is really the strongest one. If Hashem would have split the sea and not taken us through on dry land, Dayenu. What would have been the point of splitting the sea? So obviously, Pashup Shat, says Tzvasemes. Pashup Yesh Lomar. Ki Aitzarach Lios Tit Al Kopanu. The Pashup Shat means, no, had Hashem split the sea and taken us through in mud, Dayenu. Hashem didn't have to make it that nice. Hashem didn't have to make it dafka charava. Hashem didn't have to make it with, like the Midrashim described, fruit trees growing on the side. Hashem could have made a messy crossing of the Yam. And that would have been dayenu. And yet Hashem made it comfortable. Hashem made it pleasant. Hashem made it an adventure. Right? So that's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went above and beyond. Ach yesh lomar. But in the ways of previous Torah, we can say it differently. The Jewish people entered the Yam on dry land, or in dry land. So what does that mean? You think about this pasuk carefully. What does it mean to be Besoch HaYam B'Yabasha? If it's B'Yabasha, then you're not really Besoch HaYam. Now again, Pashup Shat, it means that I'm surrounded by water, and I happen to be in a dry area. We all understand Pshuto Shel Mikra. We understand what the pasuk say. But why are you calling it a yam if you're standing in a spot that's dry? Why don't we say right now we're standing in the middle of the yam on dry land? After all, if I go far enough, I'll eventually hit water. So right now, Besoch HaYam B'Yabasha. What's the pshat? Besoch HaYam B'Yabasha. Ki zeh ikra apela mashu b'nei Yisrael holchu toch hayam mamish v'haya lehem li'abasha. The chiddush of the Jewish people is exactly that. That you could literally be simultaneously in the water and be on dry land at the same time. To be living a life besoch hayam and yet to stay dry. Because if it wasn't a yam anymore, if Hashem would have negated the whole idea of a yam, ein zeh pela kol kach. The fact that something that was once a yam can dry up, that Hashem could take a yam and make it no longer a yam, make it yabasha, that's not a chiddush. Ki b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asas ma'am yabasha. Hashem can very easily turn yam into yabasha. Aval achibas Yisrael asa Hashem Yisbarach shagam shiyah b'chinas yam mamish. The chiddush was that even though it was a yam, and it was still a yam, that even when they crossed b'yabasha, it was still a yam. It was b'soch hayam. B'yabasha. Mikomakom yeh l'bnei Yisrael yabasha. You can have something which for many is a yam, and yet for a special nation like Klal Yisrael, it could be a yabasha. B'zeh sh'bnei Yisrael yechol la'afuch gam ha'teva la'hamshich ha'kedusha b'socha mamish al yidei avodasim. That a Jew could be in a place that for the rest of the world is a yam, for the rest of the world is overwhelming, the stormy seas of this world, and a Jew can, through his avoda, can cut right through the teva. He can be in the same yam that everyone else is drowning in, and he could be in a place called dry land. And that's what it means. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea and not taken us through on dry land, dayenu. But Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael have the ability to be in the sea. Hashem was not mevatel the sea. Hashem split the sea. It was still a yam. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Klal Yisrael, you can exist. You can find the Yabasha amidst the sea. Any Svarim connect this idea of Tzvasemes to a famous line from the Kotzker. The Kotzker explained the Pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim. It's quoted in many Svarim from Kotz. But the Emes V'Emunah brings a little footnote with it. So I decided to share with you from the Sefer Emes V'Emunah from the Kotzker. And Kotzker didn't actually write the Sefer. It's a liquid of the ideas of the Kotzker. Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, Va'anche kodesh tiyun li. Anche kodesh. Be a holy person. Be a holy person. Alright, so most of us would read that and we'd go weiter. The Kotzker said, no, think about that. What does that mean? That's a stira minei ube. That's a yamani abasha coming together. How could it be that a person is anche, he's human, and he's kodesh? In the language of the Kotzker, menshalach heilig. The Torah is telling us, be human, but be holy. What does it mean, be human, but be holy? Says the Kotzker, Lios shmiras hakedusha v'maisa enosh v'tachbulosav. That in all of man's humanity, in all of his human nature, and all of his tachbulos, all of his plans and strategies for himself, which are so much rooted in Olam Hazeh and Teva, he has to inject within that a Kedusha. Anche Kodesh, within humanity, within the human experience, bring Kedusha. And he brings here a footnote from the Sfas Emes. Beautiful. Hagah, in the little print, Zemuvan lefi divrei Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes writes, In machzor l'Hashem Yisparach malachei elyon srafim v'chayis ha-kodesh. The Sfas Emes writes elsewhere that Hashem has no shortage of angels. There's myriads upon myriads, millions upon millions of heavenly angels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has at his disposal. And you know what? Hashem says, that's very nice, but that's not what I'm looking for. That's not why I created the world. That's not why I created the Klal Yisrael. That's not what I wrote the Torah for. The Torah is written for man. Anshei Kodesh. Lachain. Himshech nitzotze kedusha gam b'olam hazeh b'midah v'tzimtzum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent kedusha to this world because the avodah is to be a holy human being, to be menshlach and to be heilig, to be human and to be holy at the same time. And when we live that way, we lift the world. The world becomes a holy place. That's a chiddush. That the yam could be there and it's still yabasha. That's a chiddush. That yam could become yabasha. Hashem makes this and Hashem makes that. That's not a chiddush. But to find yabasha within the yam, to find the dry land in that raging sea, that's what it means to be menshel chelik. Rav Elia Lopian and the Lev Eliyahu, two places in the first volume, he explains a pasuk that we're all very familiar with. The promise of Yirbu Yomechem, Yimei B'neichem, Arichas Yamim, to such a degree, Kimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz. What does that mean, Kimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz? Mao Kimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz? Says the great Mashkiach of Elie Lopian, V'yesh Lafarish. Dinei HaBracha Amitas Hi. You know what a real bracha in this world is? What's real bracha in this world? To live in a cave, detached from the entire world? That's not the real bracha in this world. You know why? Because that's not in this world. Then you're not living in this world. What's the real bracha in this world? If a person is able to somehow live a spiritual existence, anche kodesh tiun li, to be holy and to be human, zachi me afar achumrius, to be refined from the earthliness of this world, v'segula zo, and this unique way of an outlook, this madrega, Yesh La'Eretz Yisrael HaKadosha, is something that starts first and foremost in Eretz Yisrael, but you'll see it's true really anywhere in the world. Sheyachal Adam, Hagar Besocha, Mes'alos L'skadish L'chayos Chaim Shemaimim Ala Aretz HaTova HaLazom. Kimeh Shemaim Ala Aretz means, a Jew has to ask himself, can I live a Shemaimdik existence Ala Aretz? Kimeh HaShemaim, can I bring heaven into earth? Kimeh HaShemaim Ala Aretz. V'zeu Kimeh HaShemaim Ala Aretz. Sheyeh Lehem Yomim Shemaimim. Interesting word, Shemaimim. Yomim Shemaimim Afshem Nimtzam Ala Aretz. Can I bring heaven into earth? Not again to just live in heaven to the exclusion of earth, or God forbid to lose myself in the earth to the exclusion of the heaven, but to say, Kimeh HaShemaim Ala Aretz. How can I bring Shemaim Ala Aretz? How can I bring Shemaim into the artiest of my life? How can I achieve the status of Menchel Chelik? How can I turn a Yam into a Yavasha? And it reminds me of the Chedush Arim. The Chedush Arim, famous explanation of the Pasuk that we say in Tehillim. HaShemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'Aretz LaSan Livnei Adam. Said the Chedush Arim, the Sfas Emes' grandfather. What does it mean? Shemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'Aretz LaSan Livnei Adam. Shemayim Shemayim LaHashem, the heavens belong to Hashem. V'Aretz LaSan Livnei Adam. And Hashem gave the Aretz to man to turn it into the Shemayim. You hear? The Shemayim is naturally Shemayim. And that's very nice. That's what Hashem says. Hashem has endless amounts of angels. That's very lovely. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shemayim, Shemayim, LaHashem. The Shemayim, I take care of that. V'aretz l'asal livnei adam, I gave you the land. Not that you should lose yourself in the land. Not that you should drown in the sea. Ha'aretz l'asal livnei adam, to turn it to Shemayim. Shemayim, Shemayim, LaHashem. I have that. Ha'aretz l'asal livnei adam, to turn it into Shemayim. Kimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz, that's what Rav Elia Lopian is saying here. And that's a unique attitude that Klal Yisrael has. To be able to find Yabasha in the sea, to be able to find Shemayim in the Haaretz, to be able to look at a piece of Olam Hazeh, and to see it as a shtick of Olam Haba. There's a famous Maisa I heard many years ago from Rav Weinberger. Maisa with Rav Asher Stolen. I found it a little while ago in Rav Chaim Brim, Rav Avram Chaim Brim's writings, the Mar V'Chaim on Sukkos. It's a great story. He tells it with a slightly different nusach here, but it's kedai to see how he tells it over here. And in many ways, this nusach, maybe you'll recognize the story, You'll remember the other nusach, but this nusach in some way fits better with the mahalach that we're trying to develop today. He says on the left hand side, "Umesuper sharav kadosh, Rav Asher Mistolin, zechusay again aleinu, ba'achas halelos begmar seidut filosa v'limudav." Bikesh yaviu lo tapuach uberech alav kedarka bekodesh berofislavus v'achol mimenu. After a long day of tefillah, of learning, of counseling people, Rav Asher of Stolen asked that they should bring him an apple, and he made a bracha with his lavus, and he ate the apple. V'amet sham echad shebur oso sharav kadosh ochal tapuach. So when he saw, when one of the chavras standing on the side saw that the rabbi eats a tapuach, the rabbi's supposed to be a rabbi. Rabbis eat tapuach. Sitting there munching on an apple. All of a diet over its own, he said, I'm also going to eat a tapuach. Right? The rabbi eats a tapuach and I eat a tapuach. So I can also, maybe I can also be a rabbi, because I also like to eat apples. Right? So all of a diet over its own, gahu lechol tapuach. Now, this is where things take a radical turn. But the rabbi knew what he was thinking. So can you do that? You know how to eat the apple, but you don't know what the other guy's thinking. The rabbi, Rav Asher has stolen. Realized immediately that this guy's making a cheddar. The rabbi eats an apple, I eat an apple. So I'm the next rabbi. Upina elav va'am already turned to him and he said as follows. Let me tell you the difference between you and me. Your apple and my apple. Ata bekumcha baboker hashkem. When you get up early in the morning, you immediately wake up hungry for olam hazeh. You're eager to eat an apple. But the halacha says you can't eat an apple, and you're a halachic Jew. El shezichroncha mazkircha she'aser lechol lifnei atfila u'morach ata kodem lispalel v'la'achar atfila. But then after tefillah, when you would sit down to eat your apple, already you're busy with your parnasa. Atzel lecha aderech, you become hurried and harried in your ways. Lemischarcha olavodasecha v'rak biigia erev b'sof hayom nisher lecha zman lechol tapuach. And then at the end of a long day of handling of business deals, you come home, you sit down, and you finally get to eat the apple that you've been desiring since the moment you open your eyes. Let me tell you how I wake up in the morning. I also wake up early. The season of Birchas Ilanos, like we learned on Sunday. Right? The Indian of Birchas Ilanos. To thank Hashem for the beautiful fruits. Like the Aruch HaShulchan said, Hashem didn't have to give us fruit. Hashem has to give us something to eat. So He gives us wheat. He gives us bread. Hashem didn't have to create all these different delicious fruits. A special bracha we make only this time of the year. The special bracha of Birchas Ilanos, once a year. So says Rav Asher of Stolen, I wake up every morning with that awareness. I wake up and I say, look at Hashem's world. Look at the trees, look at the fruit. Miyad in the rota lizok leslaiva birchas borei priyates. I'm hungry for a borei priyates. I'm hungry for the opportunity to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al golden neflos Hashem bo'olamo. But since you can't make a bracha on hayetz without tasting from the apple, and furthermore, I'm standing yet before davening. I have to suppress within myself that burning desire not to eat the apple, but to make the hayetz on the apple. The kodem. Just like you run to work, I also get busy. I don't have the opportunity to make the bracha that I've been desiring from the moment I opened my eyes. And the two of us sit down next to each other at the end of the day with an apple in our hands. And I finish my avoda and you finish your avoda. Now I can begin this new halakha avoda of the eating of the apple. I want the bracha. In order to get the bracha, I have to eat the apple. You want the apple. In order to get the apple, you have to make the bracha. So that's the difference between my apple and your apple. And he goes on here and he tells one other mice I'll just share with you outside. Rabbi Yisrael of Hus Yatin was one of the descendants of the Rishner. When he was on his deathbed, his mamash at the end of his life, he was lying there. Moments before he crossed over to the Olam HaEmes, he said, I want you to take my bed outside. I want you to take me out in my bed to the street one last time because I want to see a bird. He said, I want to see a bird. He said, one last time, I want to catch a glimpse of a bird, one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations. That's how I want to leave this world. The bird, pick up a sefer. No, kimei shemayim al haaretz. To take something that's so much a part of this world and to elevate it. And that's, again, a unique perspective on how Klal Yisrael sees the world. It's a different mahalach in looking at the universe. I'll bring you an amazing proof to this idea from Rav Yonason Eibshitz. The Rebbe Rav Yonason Eibshitz wrote many svarim in Halacha, in Drush, in Machshava, on Chumash, in the Avos Yonason. The Avos Yonason in Parshas Bereishis. He's explaining the pasuk at the very beginning of the Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated between the Mayim mitachas l'rakia and the Mayim me'al l'rakia. There's waters above, there's waters below. There's the great Rav Asher's apple, and then there's that other chassid who thinks he's the next Rebbe with his apple. What's the difference between the waters above and the waters below? What's the difference between the metzias of a person who's living, even in this world, with the Shemayim dika hashkafa, versus the person who's living in this world with the Olam Hazeh hashkafa? He says, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated between the waters above the Rakia and below the Rakia? So he says, Ein HaKavana, beginning of the line, Ein HaKavana, Havdalas HaMakom. It can't simply be that it's telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu physically separated. There's waters above and waters below. This is Ayyadua. That's a Chiddush. I know that there's water above and I know there's water below. That doesn't, we would only be taught that. If there's a world that's in between the waters below and the waters above, so we know that, yes, you don't have to tell me Vayavdel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated. It's understood. You know what the difference is? You know what the Havdalah is? The separation of the waters above and below? It's a difference of quality of Teva. It's a different nature. It's a different way of interacting with reality and Eichus and quality. Kimayim shalamata mechav meish. What's the metzias of our world? The metzias of our world is if you have a fire and you pour water on it, water puts out fire. Ulamala, but look at the olam hafach harisi. Gvarim sachem daf nun. Look at the upside down world. Look how Hashem's world operates. Ulamala, but on high, eish mechala hamayim. But in Hashem's world, fire, right, extinguishes water. What does it mean? Fire extinguishes water. When the fire came down from the heavens by Eliyahu and Har Carmel, right, it soaked up the water. It drank up the water. So in our world, you pour water on fire, and that's the end of the fire. In Hashem's world, you pour fire. You pour fire on water, and that's the end of the water. Olam hafachrisi. In our world, water descends and fire goes up. In Hashem's world, Hashem is constantly sending fires down, and water is able to hold its place. The rivers of heaven are flowing backwards. Kinar dinor nugid v'nafik umayim omdim lamal v'enam yardim. V'zeh osa shalom bimromav daika. And that's what it means that Hashem makes shalom. Hashem takes things which are opposites, and He brings them to a state of shalom bimromav in the heights of heavens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu take what was shemayim. Remember Rashi on the word shemayim. It's a combination of Eish and Mayim. That's what it means. Remember, my brother once showed me, Rav David once showed me, I think from the Baba Rebbe, the Kedusha Sion. I think Kedusha Sion, it says, I'm just remembering this now, I think it says what? It says, like it says in Pirkei Avos, Kol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shemayim. Everything you do should be L'Shem Shemayim. You know what that means to do something? Why do we have to be L'Shem Shemayim? It's a funny expression. I spoke a couple of weeks ago. Right, that what we refer to as Yiras Shemayim as opposed to Yiras Hashem. More often, right? We don't call it Avas Shemayim, like Pachad Yitzchak told us. So, right, so what's the idea? L'shem Shemayim. You should act L'shem Shemayim. What does that mean? So the Baba Rebbe says, the same way that Shemayim took Eish and Mayim, it took two opposites and it brought them together. Osa Shalom Bimromav. You can take two opposites and bring them together. That's what it means. Kol Ma'asech Yu L'shem Shemayim. It means the life of a Yid is that I take opposites, I take Yam and Yabasha, and I fuse them together. I take Eretz and Shemayim, and I fuse them together. It's not a contradiction to a person who has this Hashkafa, to be able to look at opposites, and to not be overwhelmed by it. To be able to live with the contradiction, and to be able to find that Yabasha, Mam is straight through the sea. And that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu works. Zekeli Vanveyu of Kriyas Yamsuf, Havidomelo. Try to be Vanveyu. Not only to, right, not only to try to elevate him, like the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, the Indian of Hiddur Mitzvah, but also Anivahu, have a Dome Alo, try to be like him. Hashem does things that are opposites. Hashem sometimes presents himself in a way that seems to be very much contradictory. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector was once approached by the Russian Tsar. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was very much connected to the government very much involved, very often defending Klal Yisrael. And the Tsar once approached him with the following taina. He said, "I don't understand." He said, "You say a prayer on behalf of the Russian government in your synagogues." And he says, "That's correct." He says, "But in Germany, the Jews are davening for the success of Germany over Russia. And in Russia, the Jews are davening for the success of Russia over Germany. So I don't get it. How does tefillah work? What are you accomplishing? You claim that you're working on my behalf, but what about all those other Jews are working against me? How is this all going to work itself out?" So says Rabbi Yitzchak Inspector in his brilliant way. Rabbi Yitzchak Hashiva, this is in the Nachlas Tzvi and Parshas Miketz. It's a beautiful Parsha Sefer. The Brit Torah coupled with stories. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, Hashiva, Ba'ofen Midek, Ba'ofen Midek Hashemes Chok Alpanov. Rabbi Yitzchak sat there smiling and he responded as follows. He said, look at the second line. Well, if you seem to know so much about our tefillos, you know exactly the Misha Berach we say on behalf of the government. You know the nusach of the tefillah. And what's the nusach of the tefillah that we say? Hanosin bayam derech v'mayim azim nisiva. We say, God, the one who what? Who's nosin bayam derech, who gives pathways through the sea. U'mayim azim nisiva. Who yigdal v'yaromim v'yanase as a kesar ha'ov. Hashem, please protect the Kesar, right? Protect the government. You know the tefillah. So let me ask you a question, since you know the tefillah so well. The shaila is a shaila. V'chi ein shevach acher shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu matim l'kovu b'tefillah zu. This is how we introduce the tefillah. I'm going to daven for the government. I'm going to daven for the president. And I introduce it by saying what? That the one who what? Hanosin bayam derech. The one who helps ships to travel at sea should help the government official, whoever this leader is. He should be able to be successful in leading his nation. That's the only praise I can think of for God in that context. Why is that the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this tefillah? El shevach zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechavin es ha'anios b'lev yam, that Hashem steers the ships in the sea? What's the pshat? Says Rav Yitzchak Chanan in the second paragraph. Hatshuva pshuta. Kevan sha'anios nosos be'ezras. How does a boat go? The wind has to blow at the sail, and the sail allows the boat to then travel. So he says, Tarla Atzmacha, let's make a chashvan and nefesh here. So you're located somewhere to the east, and you want to travel west, and you're positioning your boat in the direction of the west, and you're asking God, please help me to travel to the west. And what does God do? He sends a wind to push your boat towards the west. You need a wind that, right, that rises up from the east, traveling to the west, and it carries your boat with it. But at that same moment, at that very moment, you have another boat facing the opposite direction. You have a boat that's in the west that's facing east and wants to travel east. So what? So therefore God needs to create winds that blow from west to east. So Kate said, "Bechol zos misna helis tenuas hanios." So how come boats aren't just stuck in their place? If you have some boats traveling west and some boats traveling east, maybe no one should be able to travel. Apparently, God has the ability to send winds from the east to the west and from the west to the east at the exact same time. Elizeu kochos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to bring together Yam and Yabasha, Eretz and Shemayim. Hashem is able to bring an eastern wind and a western wind to the world at the same time, and they can both function in a healthy way, in a way that actually works. Shebiyado laso shnei hafachim yachad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to do two opposites at once. Afkan yachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu lesader, shegam ata tinatzeach, vegam oivcha kesar germani inatzeach. Hashem can work it out that those Jews davening for Germany's success, Germany will have success. And you know what? Russia will also have success. And as much as it seems like a contradiction, how can they both be successful? That's what it means, Osa Shalom B'Mromov. That's what we daven for every single day. And we have to strive to be like a Kaddish Baruch Hu in this way. To be okay with the contradictions of our lives. To be a person who's a blended personality. Not God forbid to run away from the world. But to be able to find Yabasha in the Yam. That's a person who's a real person. That's a person who's trying to be vanveyu, to be domelo, to be like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We know the mission of Brachos that tells us that we shouldn't try to explain Shiluach HaKein. We shouldn't try to explain Shiluach HaKein and say that the reason that Hashem said to send away the mother bird is merely because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis. A person who davens to Omer al Kansi Pur Yagiu Rachamecha. A person who says, Hashem, have mercy on the birds. Meshaskinos, so we silence such a person. Vatam l'chan man da'amar, b'mnei she'osim idosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim, because you're trying to explain the decisions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as something that makes sense to us. It's God being merciful. And it's gezeros hamelech. Why did God say to send away the mother bird before taking the eggs? You know why? Gezeros hamelech. Because the king said so. Why do we blow a shofar? Because the king said so. Why do we take a lulav? Because the king said so. After that, then we start to offer explanations. But the starting point is gezeros hamelech. You try to explain. Shiluach HaKein, Mishaskin Oso. We silence such a person. Says the Vilna Gaon in his Imrei Noam on Beseches Brachos. It's quoted here at the Penina Mishulchan Agra on Parshas Kisaitse. Vinira, Dahachi Perusha. Listen to this. Beautiful insight from the Gra. Shebechol HaTorah, Lo Nemba Arichas Yamim Kiyim B'Shtei Mitzvos Halal. There's only two mitzvos where the Torah promises long life. Kibud Aveim V'Shiluach HaKein. Why? Lefisha ain hashleim basniker ba'adam elakishiyeshlo shtei midos hafuchos. Because you can't claim to be a complete person until you learn how to what? To balance yourself out. Until you're able to be at the same time a multi-dimensional person. Right? That your personality is made up of differences, of opposing forces, and you're able to reconcile those forces. That's when you're a real person. That's when you're a ben adam. That's when you're a ben Torah. Kigon midos rachmanos nachzaris. If you think, like Freifeld used to say, if you think you're going to shower a person with pure love and you're going to help them, you're going to destroy the person. Because it has to be balanced. You have to balance the love with a midah of kinos, right? With a little bit of achzarius. That's a healthy thing. It balances out the rachmanus. Levi kisha adam noig b'midah achas, says the Gra, because if a person only operates through one midah, he's kulo ava, or he's kulo din, he's kulo chesed, he's kulo din, he's kulo gvura, ein hechach shu tzadik. That's not a sign that he's a tzaddik. Elsh is that tivo, that's his nature. He was born with a certain nature. So he's inclined to live his life in a certain way. Lo kein kasher mishtamish lavodas Hashem b'shtei midos hafuchos. But when a person is able to take opposing forces, shemayim v'aretz, eish and mayim, and he's able to reconcile them, yam and yabasha, rachmanas and achzarios, az muchach shu tzaddik. That's the sign of a tzaddik. Therefore, says the Gra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, L'kach nasan Hashem Yisbarach L'Yisho, mitzvah shal rachmanos kibud ave'im. There's no greater rachmanos than kibud ave'im. Because when a person gets old, L'fi kishabayim li'dei zikna, ve'ein lehem makum lanoach, when the parents can't provide for themselves anymore, all the more so, dinu shirachim aleim. Have rachmanos on your dear parent and provide for them. V'shuv nasan lehem mitzvahs shesvich l'snaibim k'sat v'achzarius. And then there's another mitzvah, which seems to be very cruel. Dainu mitzvah shiluach hakein. Shiluach hakein, as much as you can say, well, I'm sending me the mother bird so she doesn't see me stealing her young, but you're also sending a mother away from her young. Shenotel avanim shaleach haim. You're sending away the mother, you're stealing children from a mother. Disa b'yushalmi shakashem shaleach haim lefam holech esimach vasar v'tovas b'mayim. Sometimes that mother bird, when she realizes what's happening, she flees, she runs to the sea, and she drowns. She commits suicide. Yerushalmi says the bird goes and kills itself over the pain that it feels, over its children being ripped out of its hands. It's no more painful. I can't exist anymore, says the bird. I can't live like this. So it's a terrible achzarius, and it's a holy achzarius. Im kein hu bevadei achzarius gedola. Lefichach, ksiv b'shnei mitzvos elu arichas yamim. Why does a promise? Why does Hashem promise arichas yamim for a person who has kibud av ve'im and shiluach hakein? Lefisha b'shtei midos halalu nishalei ma'adam betachlis atov. Because to be a real person, to be Avram Avinu, you have to be prepared to kill your son. Ava midos chesed, ava. All the tzaddikim explain. All the svarim kedoshim explain that it wasn't until Avram decided to do a ma'isa kinos, a ma'isa gvura, a ma'isa shvichas damim, to do that, that then Avram can be Avram. And then Yitzchak can be Yitzchak. Because until there's that balance, until you come to a place called Tiferes, that world of Yaakov Avinu, there can't be a Klal Yisrael. Right? We're called Bnei Yisrael, we're not called Bnei Yitzchak, we're not called Bnei Avram. Because even after they're balancing out, they were still, on some level, not that we can criticize, but on some level, the Avos were still, right, not perfectly balanced in this way. Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, all of his children, righteous. That's what it means to come to a place of Tiferes. That's the Tachlis HaTov, says the Gra. And that's what it says in Tehillim. Lasos nekama bagayim, hadar hu l'chol chasidav. You want to be a person of chesed. You claim that you're a great lover of humanity, a lover of the world, a lover of God. Until you're osen nekama bagayim, until you're able to be cruel towards those who deserve to be treated cruelly, then you're not really chesed. Once you're lasos nekama bagayim, then Hadar, then it's a Hidr mitzvah, then it's an Ivahu, it's Yudah Kadosh Baruch Hu the way it's supposed to be, L'chol Chasidav, to the person who sees himself as a personality of Chesed. Rabbi Akiva, we know at the end of the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, the one who they spent that beautiful Seder in Bnei Brak by, the one who had that deeper perspective, Rabbi Akiva, in Maseches Makos, when all the other Tanaim were crying and they saw the Chorban, and Rabbi Akiva's laughing, and they said, Rabbi Akiva, how can you laugh at a time like this? So the Marsha points something out. I'll share it with you outside on page 8. The Marsha in Maseches Makos points out, fascinating. Think about it. What Rabbi Akiva didn't hold of the Chorban? What Rabbi Akiva didn't hold of the Psukim that the Tanaim quoted in expressing their feelings towards the Chorban? What was the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? It wasn't that Rabbi Akiva just laughed at the troubles of life. He felt the pain of life. Rabbi Akiva suffered terribly in his life. And you know what? Read the Gemara carefully, says the Marsha. Two lines before, he was tearing Kriya with them. He was tearing Kriya with them. As they were coming up to Yerushalayim and seeing the Chorban, he tore Kriya with them. But why is he laughing when he sees the fox? Why is he laughing? The fox coming out of the Kodesh Kadashim? Because Rabbi Akiva understands that it's not a stira. It's not a stira to see Chorban and to see Geula. To see them interwoven in a deep way. And I said Pshad recently, and I was talking about the Rabbi Nachman story of the turkey prince. I was talking to someone about it. And I said, I think the Pshad of the turkey prince is that at the end of the story, right, he's still a turkey. He's still a prince. He's a turkey and he's a prince, and it's okay. It's not that at the end of the story, you know the Maisa, right? This prince, he thinks he's a turkey, he's under the table. So this fellow goes and sits under the table with him, and he says, I'm also a turkey. He says, really? You're a turkey? So he says, I'm going to go sit at the table. You're going to sit at the table? You're a turkey? Yeah, but turkeys can sit at the table. And turkeys can do this, turkeys can do that. And eventually, he nurses him back to becoming a prince. But it could be that the end of the story is not that he doesn't think he's... The prince forever thinks he's a turkey. But he learns how to function. And that's also a very holy thing. Halavai, we should drop the turkey and become just a prince. But it's also okay to be a turkey prince. The mice is called the turkey prince. Because at the end of the day, you can still be a turkey, you can still be a prince. You could be in a yam, you could be living in an olam hazeh, and we feel like we're drowning sometimes. And you could also be a basha. It's that famous letter from Rav Huttner. When the fellow wrote to him and said, I feel like I'm living a double life. And Rav Huttner said, that's not how a Jew lives his life. It's not a double life, it's a broad life. It's Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's a broad life. It's I bring the different components of my life together in a beautiful, beautiful way. And again, it's a way of tzaddikim to see the world in this way. In the volume Admori Chernobyl, written by Rabbi Klapholz, one of the great biographers of Hasidic Torah, of Hasidic stories, Yisrael Yaakov Klapholz, many, many volumes of the Baal Shem Tov, many other Hasidic dynasties, in his volume on Chernobyl, he brings the following maisa. He says that after the Berditchever passed away, there was a terrible gezerah. They were drafting Jews, young Jewish men into the army, with great, great cruelty. And the Hasidim, the Tzaddikim of the generation, got together at the home of the Magid of Chernobyl to try to figure out what are we going to do about this terrible gezerah. This is a Chorban for Klal Yisrael, young Jews, young Jewish men being taken into these armies. And by the time they emerged from the armies, they had not a shred of their Yiddishkeit left. So the Tzaddikim of the generation got together by the Magid of Chernobyl. Read by the arrow. Nasu kol tzaddiki ador, shabosa sviva. All the tzaddikim of that generation who lived in that area, nasu el arava kadosh v'mordechai b'Chernobyl, the Magid of Chernobyl, shayah zokin ha-tzaddikim shabador. Hayezeb erev Shabbos Kodesh, kishal beiso nichlasu ka-arbayim tzaddikim. 40 of the great, the elders of the generation, got together in the home of the Chernobyl Magid. V'leil Shabbos Kodesh, od b'terem kiddush Rebbe. The Rebbe was quiet, people sat around him. And as he's waiting to make kiddush, nichlas ha'isha, bebechi gadol v'mar. A woman came into the room, burst out in tears. And she screamed, lachum imenis b'ni yechidi, unar katan. My one and only child. The mother bird losing her young. An act of achzarios by real enemies of Klai Yisrael, Yisrael. They stole my one and only, the apple of my eye, my only child. And all the tzaddikim were gathered there. They broke down. They were crying. They felt the pain of this woman. And the Chernobyl Magid sat there, and he wasn't moved. He wasn't emotional about it. So the tzaddikim turned to Rav Moshe of Slavita, and he was the son of Rav Pinchas Karatzer, and he said, Rav Moshe, to do something. He burst out crying. And he said, Magid Kadosh, hey, look at Chernobyl Magid. How could it be? How could Hashem hate us so much? Where's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This woman, her only child, taken into captivity by an army, never to be seen again. And the Rebbe was still not moved. He wasn't shaken by it. The rabbi picked up the yayin and he recited Kiddush. After Natalis Yadav, Berach HaMotzi, Lachal Kazayas, he sat there, he washed, he ate a motzi, and everyone says, this woman's standing on the side, she's crying her heart out. She's bawling, she's a broken woman. And he's sitting there, enjoying a Shabbos meal. Kulam Damvu V'tamu. They all sat there silenced, stone-faced, they didn't know what to say. The Pesach, suddenly the Chernobyler Magid, Pasach HaRabbi V'dvar. B'tfilaseinu HaKadosha. Maskiran anwas apasuk yomer na Yisrael kila olam chasto yomer na beis Aaron kila olam chasto yomer na yirei Hashem kila olam chasto. This is not a simple story. I warn you in advance. Elim shlosha kitos Yisrael mechulakim lehem. There are three groups of Jews. Yomer na Yisrael kila olam chasto. Group number one, Yisrael, heim pshutei am, the simple Jews. Beis Aaron heim tzadikim ovdei Hashem b'torah v'tfila. Beis Aaron the Kohanim. The family of those who are Osek and Avodas Hashem. And then there's Yirei Hashem, the highest Madrega, Him Gedolei V'Tzadikei Ador. V'anu Mevakshim B'Tfilaseinu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we daven, Shepshutei Ha'am, that the simplest Jews, Yomer Na Yisrael, that every Jew, right, should be Yisrael Yikarei, called by the name Yisrael, should be able to recognize the Chesed of Hashem. Shepshutei Ha'am, Yiras Chasti Hashem Haniglim. They should see Hashem's Chesed, B'Galoi. But if they can't see it, we dive in a little further. We say, Yomerna Beis Aaron, Kili Olam Chasto. At least let the Gedolei Ador be able to recognize the Chesed of Hashem. When the average person can't see the kindness in disguise, the kindness contained within the din. Hatzadikim Odom as Hashem, Yakiru Bachaste Hashem. Achishakorach Hashem, but once in a while, Hashem's ways are so mysterious and are so blended. Oh, it's a shalom bimromav. In his heavenly ways, there's shalom, but in this world, it seems so broken. Even the big tzaddikim of the generation can't recognize the chesed. And that's why the 39 of you sitting around my table, the 40 of you gathered around my table, are all crying, are all screaming, where's the chesed of Hashem? Where's the chesed of Hashem? Yomrna Beis Aaron, Kilim Chasto. We want to say Kilim Chasto too. Ve'enim Avchinim Shakol Akorli Yisrael Akol Atova. But sometimes even the big tzaddikim can't recognize that it's all for the best. Az Tfilaseinu Al Kopanim, we daven at least a third Madrega, the third group, the Tzaddikei Agedor Agedolim, the greatest tzaddikim of the generation. At the very least, someone, there should be someone on planet Earth, right? That Yirei Hashem should be able to say Kili Olam Chasto. To recognize the chesed of Hashem in every single thing that happens in this world, no matter how broken and terrible it seems to be. When a person sees that the gzeros that come against Klal Yisrael are really a chesed in disguise, there's nothing you can do about that. You can't cry about it. You can't scream about it. Because that's what's been revealed to me on high. And what the Shnol Magid was saying about himself, he says, you know why I can't cry? You know why I'm not broken? Because I understand I'm living in a world beyond this world. I can reconcile the Yam and the Abasha. I don't see the Eish and the Mayim as a contradiction. I don't see the Eretz and the Shemayim as a contradiction. I understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing what he does. And therefore, all I see is the Tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu contained within this terrible Gezar Din. And that's really what it means to come out of Mitzrayim. To come out of Mitzrayim means to be able to recognize with that absolute clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, that there's a different way to look at the apple. There's a different way to eat the apple. A different way to look at a Mitzias of a Gullus, of a Chorban, like a Rabbi Akiva, or like a Rav Asher of Stolen, Zuchus Yagin Aleinu. Says the Imre Amos on page 11. Mitzrayim ha'isa tumma shalo ha'yecholim lifrosh v'menu. Mitzrayim was a stranglehold on the world, on Klal Yisrael. Di'isa shayakasha b'ne'em lifrosh me'avodah zara. The Klal Yisrael couldn't pull themselves away from the Mitzrayim outlook, from the avodah zara of Mitzrayim. V'isa shalo ha'yechol eved livroch Mitzrayim. They couldn't get out of it. Right? Shemayim, Shemayim la'ashem. V'arsa sandiv ne'adam, kipshuto. Not like the Chidush Arim. The heavens are holy, and this world is this world, and it's a sea, it's a raging sea, and I'm drowning in it, Rabbi Shalom. What do you want from me? That's the Messias. They were attached to the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. They couldn't get out. Not one person escaped. Until finally the Jews realized, but there's another way to look at things. There's another way. There's a way to find Yabasha within the Yam. At the Niftach Lehem, Pesach v'kiras Hashem Yisparach. And for the first time, Klal Yisrael got a little bit of das in their minds, and they were able to see the world differently. Right? V'adates Hashem v'igiu liyadus. They came to a place called Judaism. K'di'isa b'medrash naso. Like it says in the medrash, das ze'amakir es boro. Das means awareness of elokus, recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Medrash is hinting to when it says they had a Jew and a Mitzri drinking out of the same bowl, out of the same cup, and for one it was water, for one it was blood. How could it be? It's either Yam or it's Yabasha, right? Or Hashem got rid of the Yam and put Yabasha in its place, says the Sfas Emes that we started with. No. It's Yabasha mitoch hayam. Bnei Yisrael hochu by Yabasha bisoch hayam. The yam is still the yam. The bowl that you're drinking out of, it's the same bowl. And for the Mitzri, it's blood. And for the Jew, it's water. Says the son of the Sfas Emes, the Imre Emes. The Mitzri was drinking from the same ka'ara as the Jew. And what was the difference? It was a matter of perspective. The Jew who thought he was drowning in the Mayim. You look in the writings of Rav Chaim Vital, in the Shari Kedusha. He describes the four elements of the Bria correspond to four midos within a person. What does Mayim represent? Taiva. Mitzrayim, Erev HaSaretz. When the Jews came to the sea, they said, look, we're still drowning in it. We're drowning in our taivas. We're drowning in this desire for Arayos. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm telling you, there can be a basha. I know it looks like it's all Mayim, but there can be a basha here. This Yetzirah can dry up. You can get past this Yetzirah. And the Klal Yisrael started to realize that all of that temptation was Achiz HaSeinayim. It was sleight of hand. It was the trickery of the eyes. It was a wrong perspective on the world. They took a little bit. They stole the wisdom of Mitzrayim. The little bit, the drop of chachma that Mitzrayim had, those sparks of chachma were captured by Klal Yisrael and vina hafachu. We had a clarity to realize Mitzrayim was the biggest joke that ever was, not the greatest force that ever was. V'isa b'zara kadosh tzenis kaim Mitzrayim. Va'av the chachmas chachmav is a reference to what happened to Mitzrayim, says the Zohar. V'lachein, look what he writes. Look what Abraham writes. Achar makas dam lokosav od chachamim rachar tumim. Beautiful diuk in the pasuk. Prior to makas dam, the magicians of power were called what? Chachamim. But once Klal Yisrael got a little bit of das, once we took back that little bit of chachma from the mitzvah, they were no longer chachamim, they were chartumim, they were tricksters. The whole thing was a joke. That Yabasha was there, mitoch hayam, the whole time. It wasn't always kulo yam. It was a combination. It was yam and Yabasha interwoven. But only a person who wants to see in a deep way can see such a thing. I want to just conclude with a comment from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Not the father of the Rav, but the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, one of the other relatives from Switzerland, in a sefer Vayish Moshe. Because we're coming to Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol means the big Shabbos. The big Shabbos. And we have to appreciate Shabbos. We have to have the right perspective on Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol. There's a reason that when a Jew gets out of a tribe, he looks at Shabbos in a different way. Because Shabbos can be the greatest jail for a Jew. Shabbos can be the biggest meitzah, the biggest mitzrayim in the world. And therefore, a person who understands what Shabbos really is zocha to the following reward. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained in the second paragraph, on the final page, Perish Pamas HaGemara B'Shabbos, Ar Masechta, Kol HaShomer Shabbos Kilchasa Nosim Lo Nachala B'li Meitzarim. If you understand Shabbos correctly, if you understand what Shabbos really is, you're zocha to what? A portion without borders. V'lam Ezeh Mita K'neged Mita. Why is this the reward for Shabbos? A Nachala B'li Meitzarim. Why is that the gift for the person who gets Shabbos? Ki b'Shabbos Isser Malacha Hu Lahagbil Ben Adam. Because on Shabbos, there's an element of Mitzrayim, there's a Meitzar, there's an Erev, there's Rishuyos, there's Tchum, there's an Isra Malacha. I feel very restrained on Shabbos. I'm limited in the things that I'm allowed to do. Bepu'ulosav, uva'alichaso, i'efshal l'tzeis menat Tchum, v'chula v'chula v'chula. V'ayisi over sha'adam nimsa b'matzur, tsar lo hamakom. So when a person's in that world called Shabbos, you can feel trapped by Shabbos. You can feel that you're suffocating. Under Shabbos. And then we come to a Shabbos HaGadol. We come to a Shabbos where a Jew starts to get out of Mitzrayim. And his whole worldview of Shabbos is Vina Hafachim. Aval Emes Shadavar Hafach. The reality is just the opposite. You thought Shabbos was a punishment. Shabbos is the biggest bracha. And you know I'm going to prove it to you. If you learn to appreciate Shabbos, you'll see Shabbos as the most freeing experience. You thought Torah was imprisonment. Al Tikri Chorus El Acherus. It's the one thing in the world that sets you free. Aval Emes Shadavar Hafach. This world is limited. Bein b'shetach, both with regard to the physical space, ki kadora aretz u'katan ma'od, v'chayev shal adam, the life of a person in this world, is katan ma'od, v'kocho ha'kol kechalom ya'uf, it's like the passing of a quick dream, a thought racing through one's mind, that's all of one's existence in this world. But when a person is willing to what? Is willing to enter into this world, a world of mitzarim, and he's able to say, I'm going to serve Hashem in this place. I'm going to take on a Shema Tahor from Tachas Kisei HaKavod. I'm going to bring Shemaim into Aretz. Then he dwells in the world of the Shechina. He brings Shemaim into Aretz, and the Aretz starts to expand. This world starts to expand. He's over to a Nachala B'li Meitzarim. V'shama Kol Rachav Natzach Nachala B'li Meitzarim. He enters a world of Kulo expansion. The whole thing is wide open. So when a person restrains, he doesn't drive his car on Shabbos, and he doesn't go out of his city on Shabbos, and he doesn't go from Rishus to Rishus on Shabbos. Through that, Mida Keneged Mida, by experiencing it in the right way, he leaves the smallness of this world. While being in this world, he leaves the smallness of this world. And he enters a world that's freed from any type of enclosures. Emir Tzashem, as we come to the night of Pesach, a night where Golas and Geula is all interwoven, where Yam and Yabasha is all interwoven, when Shemayim Va'aretz is interwoven, when Mayim and Eish are interwoven, when Chesed and Din are all interwoven, Emir Tzashem, we should have the clarity to find the Yabasha Mitoch Hayam, to understand the messages of Geula within the Golas, to appreciate the freedom of Shabbos, the freedom of a Ben Chorin, of a Jew left at Tzrayim. And Emir Tzashem, we should be able to march together to Shavuos, to Kabbalah, to Torah, and Emir Tzashem, eventually, to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Meher B'Yameinu Amen.